This is Ozarks at Large. Less than 2 weeks ago, Heifer International, the Little Rock-based hunger and poverty relief organization, hired a new CEO to replace longtime leader Joe Luck. Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net sat down with the new CEO, Pierre Ferrari, late last week to find out where he wants to see Heifer grow.
So I have this theory about how you manage one's life. I started off, I went to Harvard Business School, and there they teach you how to plan your life according to kind of a strategic plan. You know, like you set your objectives and you got your steps. That's the planned life. As I matured and got older, I began to see have a different view about how you think about your life, and it's called the summoned life. And it's kind of a convergence of the things that you're doing and the opportunities that come up. And I've been very busy in social responsible investment, social justice issues, corporate responsibility, and I'm beginning to assemble this portfolio of activities. And actually, it was my wife that said, you know, you ought to kind of coalesce all this thing into a one thing, because you know so much, you've done so much, is there a place? And I started thinking about it, and lo and behold, this job opened up. And so the summoning happened. So here I am.
That's how Pierre Ferrari describes the life journey that led him here, to the world headquarters of Heifer International, the decades-old hunger relief organization that calls Little Rock its home. For Ferrari, it's not his first executive duty with a group with a social mission.
I was chair of the board of Ben & Jerry's, and that's a very socially responsible business, and we've implemented a tremendous number of activities that are very much in line with what Heifer does in terms of living wage, social justice issues, ecological issues. And the way we've approached that work through entrepreneurial, a perspective on the business value and the social value of action. And I think I can bring that kind of perspective here, so that it's about allocating resources correctly to the highest return for social justice issues or ecological justice. So that kind of discipline is something I can bring here. And there's some of that here, but I bring more of it. The other part is an entrepreneurial energy. The idea that the belief that I have that every human being is essentially an entrepreneur. And the Heifer model is absolutely about that. It is about igniting that energy in people. The whole 12 cornerstones, the respect with which we work with our beneficiaries, the idea that they will take the training and the livestock that we provide and multiply it rapidly through entrepreneurial activity. To me, that fits what I've done. I've been a venture capitalist. I've invested in socially responsible businesses. So to me, it's exactly the same thing on a different scale with different kind of audiences, but fundamentally the same idea. So that kind of energy, that kind of belief in humans' ability to take themselves out of poverty with a little bit of a hand up is what I can do.
Energy, entrepreneurialism, social justice, major buzzwords for Ferrari. We focused on social justice and what that means on today's planet, to today's society. In a world that's shrinking, are Americans becoming more generous, more involved, or are we closing our borders? Is social justice on the decline?
There's several indicators. I think it's growing. The fair trade movement in the United States is growing. And if you look at the audiences that understand what fair trade is about, and I'm thinking about fair trade certification, like you find in coffee and teas and other foods, most of the audiences that resonate to that are young people. There's a substantial number of groups that are active in fair trade action in universities. You know, there's United Students for Fair Trade. There's other social justice groups that talk about that, Living Wage Group, USAS, et cetera. So it is growing, and it's growing around the right audience. So that's one component. The other component of that, which is also growing, is that I think there's a bright new realization among faith-based communities, primarily Christians, who have realized that the Christian message is mostly about helping others. You know, the second commandment that Jesus gave us all, which was about loving your neighbor. And how do you make that happen? You make that happen through action to people who are the least among us.
Heifer has gone through a downsizing period through the recent recession. Its contributions and investments were hit hard as pocketbooks and portfolios around the world took a hit. Ferrari comes on board at a much more advantageous time.
Downsizing is done. The revenues are growing again. They're not growing at the rate they were growing 3 or 4 years ago, but we're back on the growth path. And then we've got a substantial amount of experiments and activities to grow that back quite rapidly. Now, they're experiments. We're entering the season. We've just started a lot of these things, and I'm very hopeful many of them will provide the kind of resources we need in the appropriate format to do the work that we believe it in the way we believe it. It's not just about getting money and then doing whatever it is that the donor wants. We need to do what we know. We have a terrific model. It's a very strongly sustainable model.
Pierre Ferrari is the new CEO for Heifer International. He spoke with Roby Brock, owner and publisher of TalkBusiness.net, late last week. Support for Roby Brock's coverage of Arkansas business and politics is provided by Hendricks College, a residential undergraduate liberal arts college. Learn more at hendricks.edu/odyssey. And the Little Rock National Airport at fly-lit.com, where travelers can book air, car, and hotel reservations online, track flights, and check the weather. Mobile phone access is also available at fly-lit.com/mobile. And Bank of the Ozarks, offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at bankozarks.com.